Brothers and sisters in Christ.
在基督里的弟兄姐妹们早安。
As we come again to look in the precious word of the Lord, there is a principle of Bible study that is absolutely indispensable.
当我们在一同的来到神宝贝的话语面前的时候，我们要记住有一个读圣经的时候一个不可缺少的独一的原则。
And I'm speaking of total reliance upon God's Holy Spirit.
就是能够全然的依靠神的灵。
We must not substitute that which is helpful for that which is indispensable.
那我们要注意，我们不能够用一些有帮助的东西来代替那个不可少的东西。
If we do, then God won't use that which is helpful anymore.
因为如果我们这样子做的话，神就不再用那些本来对我们有帮助的东西。
If you study the Bible and do not see the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit,
当我们读圣经的时候，如果我们不是靠着圣灵寻求主的面，
you're going to become even prouder.
那结果呢，是我们的心会更骄傲。
Because knowledge puffs up.
因为知识使人自高自大。
That's why we must study the Bible to know the Lord.
所以我们读圣经的目的是要认识主。
Before I lead in prayer, I would like to share a passage that shows the compassion of our Lord Jesus.
在我开始之前，我希望跟弟兄姐妹分享一段经文，论到主怜悯的心。
Listen carefully, please, as I read Mark chapter 8, verses 2 and 3.
那当我念马可福音八章二到三节的时候，请大家注意的听。
I know it speaks physically, but think spiritually as I read it.
虽然这段经文讲到是人肉体的需要，但盼望我们从属灵的角度来思想。
I feel compassion for the people because they've remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they'll faint on the way. And some of them have come from a great distance.
我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天，也没有吃的了。我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中没有从远处来的，其中也有从远处来的。
Our Lord Jesus said this just before the feeding of the 4,000.
这是主耶稣在喂饱四千人之前所说的话。
He had been teaching for 3 days.
那个时候他已经做教导的工作已经有三天。
But they hadn't, some hadn't eaten.
但是众人当中还有人没有着吃。
The Lord has been with us these 3 days.
那主在这三天与我们同在。
Is there someone here that hasn't eaten yet?
那在我们当中是不是还没有吃到主的丰富的？
You know I'm talking spiritually.
那我在这里讲的是从属灵的角度。
Because our Lord had compassion and he didn't want to send anyone away hungry.
因为主有怜悯的心，他不愿意我们每一个人离开的时候仍然没有饱足。
He knew if they went away hungry that sooner or later they would faint along the way.
因为他知道这些人如果离开的时候没有吃东西的话在路途遥远的路途当中迟早他们会昏倒。
And he added this, I know some of them have come from a long distance.
而且他特别加了这一段话，因为其中有从远处来的。
That's more than geography.
那在这里讲的不光是地理的位置。
And there may be somebody here and you've come through a lot in your life.
在我们当中也许有些人在生命当中有很多很多的经历。
You've come a long distance and you end up now at this retreat.
所以经过了一个长远的路程，如今你在这个退休会当中。
Don't leave this retreat hungry.
不要离开了这个聚会，肚子仍然是饿的。
The Lord doesn't want you to faint along the way.
因为主的心意是叫我们不要在路上昏倒。
With that in mind, let's bow before the Lord in prayer.
让我们一同的祷告。
Our Father, how we thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts.
主啊，我们为那住在我们里面的圣灵，我们感谢你。
We know it is the Spirit's delight to show us our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道圣灵乐意将耶稣基督启示在我们心里。
So once again this morning, Lord, take the veil away.
主啊，所以再一次恳求你在这个早晨把那个幔子除去。
Give us a living vision of our Lord Jesus Christ.
给我们能够活活泼泼看见那真实的主耶稣基督。
And feed those that are hungry.
那喂养那些饥饿的。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣的名祈求。
Before I review what we've been looking at and begin our new material,
在我开始讲之前,
I would just like to express thanks for my wife, Lillian, and for myself for the wonderful hospitality and the blessing it's been for us to be with you.
我只是代表我自己跟我妻子在这里谢谢大家，让我在这里领受了许多丰盛的祝福。
I apologize that after the Lord speaks through Brother Sun, we'll have to leave right away before lunch.
那我在这里先跟大家抱歉，因为当孙弟兄一讲完的时候，我们就马上不吃中饭就要离开。
My youngest grandson is having a birthday party, and he demanded that we be there.
因为我们最小的孙子今天他有个生日的聚会，那他特别的要求我们一定要到那里。
But we do so appreciate your fellowship.
但我们实在是为弟兄姐妹的交通，我们感谢。
All right.Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, please.
那我们再来看希伯来书第十一章的第六节。
And without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
There is a faith that pleases the Lord.
有一种信心是讨神喜悦的。
And that faith is the faith that has settled once and forever on the great object of faith, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那样子的信心，就是一次定规到永远。定睛在我们的主耶稣基督身上，我们信心的对象上的这种信心。
Every time God sees that kind of faith that embraces Christ, He ministers to it and through it.
那每一次当我们的主看到有这样子的一个信心投射在我们主耶稣全然归给我们主耶稣基督的信心。他不仅是对着信心工作，也借着这样的信心工作。
We've been looking at three illustrations from the Bible that illustrate the kind of faith that pleases the Lord.
我们要从圣经里面三个故事来说明这样子一个讨神喜悦的信心。
Our first illustration was the faith of Noah.
我们所讲的第一个是诺亚的信心。
God is pleased with the faith that has learned to obey by abiding in Christ.
神喜悦的信心，是那个学会了能够住在基督里，因此而顺服他命令的这样子的信心。
Our second illustration was the nation the people of God, Israel, crossing the Red Sea.
我们所看的第二个例子, 那是神的国里的百姓以色列人, 出埃及过红海的时候。
The faith that pleases God is the faith that goes forward, that stretches forth its withered hand in spite of fears and doubts and everything else.
神所喜悦的信心, 是那个能够继续往前行, 将枯干的手伸出来的, 虽然有许多的怀疑、害怕跟各式各样的事情。
Yesterday I expressed it by saying, faith is always a matter of the will.
昨天我特别讲到, 信心是关乎我们的意志。
As Brother Sun pointed out, there's a natural wisdom, and there's a wisdom that comes from the Lord.
如同我们孙弟兄所讲的, 有一个我们天生就有的智慧, 那也有一个是从主来的智慧。
So there's a natural will. We call it willpower.
那同样的, 我们也有天生就会有一个, 意志决定的, 这种意志。
And there's a will that comes from the Lord.
但还有一样子的, 意志是从主来的。
When I say faith is always a matter of the will, I do not mean willpower.
所以当我讲说, 信心是扎根在我们意志的抉择的时候, 我讲的不是我们那种天生而有的这种意志。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
腓立比书第二章的第十三节。
It's God who is at work in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
他说,因为你们立志行事,都是神在你们心里运行,为要成就他的美意。
Psalm 110 verse 3.
诗篇的110篇的第三节。
Your people will be willing in the day of your power.
他这里讲到, 是说, 当你掌权的日子, 你的百姓会甘心的牺牲。
When God told Moses to stretch forth his hand,
所以当神吩咐摩西举起你的手来的时候,
to go forward was a mighty miracle of God.
能够继续的前行, 这是神所行的一个大能的奇迹。
He couldn't take one step until God had dried up the ground.
他连一步都不能走, 在这之前神已经使红海成为干地。
Faith always walks on ground that God has dried up.
所以信心所走的道路, 总是神已经使它干的道路。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4.
在雅歌里面的一章第四节,
Draw me after you, and let us run together. The king has brought me into his chambers.
他说,愿你吸引我,我们就快跑跟随你,王带我进了内室。
When I say faith is a matter of the will, I mean faith responds to the Lord drawing.
当我讲说信心是我们的意志的时候, 我讲的是说信心是对我们神吸引的一个回应。
Let me take you now to our third illustration of the faith that pleases the Lord.
接下来, 让我, 跟大家来分享, 讨神喜悦的信心, 的第三个例子。
This illustration I didn't lift from chapter 11 of Hebrews.
但这个例子并不是希伯来书第十一章里面所提到的。
I've selected this story because it is a summary story.
我选了这个故事是因为它是一个总结性的故事。
In this story, we see the faith of Noah.
我们刚刚提在故事里面,我们在这样子的故事里面,我们可以看到诺亚的信心。
And in this story, we see the faith of Israel when they crossed the Red Sea.
在这个故事里面,我们也会看到好像以色列人过红海时候的信心。
The story is in several Gospels, but we'll look at Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 52.
那这个故事在几本福音书里面都有记载。 那我们所要看的是马可福音的第六章第45节到52节。
Follow along please as I read.
当我念的时候，请弟兄姐妹跟着听。
Immediately, beginning at verse 45, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he himself was sending the crowd away. After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. And when it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them. At about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost.
Yes,
I lost my place. And they cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly amazed, for they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their hearts were hardened.
马可福音第六章的第45节到52节，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去。等他叫众人散开，他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上，看见门徒阴风不顺，摇橹甚苦。夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去。 意思要走过他们去，但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”于是到他们那里，上了船，风就住了。他们心里十分惊奇，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
I want to focus again on verse 52.
那在这里我先要请大家注意第52节。
They had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves. Their heart was hardened.
他们仍然不明白那分饼的事，心里仍是愚顽。
The backdrop of this story we're going to look at, the disciples on the stormy sea,
这一个故事就是门徒经过海上风暴的这一个故事的前面所讲的背景。The
backdrop was the feeding of the 5,000.
这个故事的发生的背景就是喂饱5,000人之后。The
Lord taught a principle, a lesson, a message in the feeding of the 5,000.
在喂饱5,000人的故事里面，耶稣借着那事教导了一些原则，教导了一个事情。
And then he sent them out in the storm to see if they learned that lesson.
那接下来他就派他们去经过这个风浪，要看看他们学会了那个教训没有。
This is always the way of the Lord.
那这根本上就是神做事的法则。
He loves you, he loves me too much to let us go on in unreality.
他深深的爱你，深深的爱我们，他不会叫我们过一个离开现实的生活。He
will always test the truth.
他所给我们的真理，他总要试验。We
read that they failed the test. They did not learn anything from the miracle of the loaves.
那在这里我们所读到的，是他们没有通过这个测验，因为他们完全不明白分饼的教训。Let
me show you quickly what the principle was that they were supposed to learn.
让我在这里先很快的跟大家讲一下 他们应当从这分饼所学到的原则是什么。
And you'll see, I think, why I say this is the summary miracle, because it's the same principle that Noah had to learn.
那我为什么在这里讲说这是一个总结性的一段经文呢？因为我们马上可以看到所讲的原则就是诺亚故事所写明的原则。
The secret of how to obey the Lord.
叫顺服主的秘诀是什么？
Is the backdrop of this particular story.
正是我们这一个特别我们所讲的这段经文海上风暴的经文的背景。
I want to share the stormy sea, so let me quickly just tell the story of the miracle of the loaves.
我的重点是在海上的风暴，但为了让大家更清楚的了解，让我快快的讲一下之前的喂饱五千人的事情。
To get to the heart of it, there are two main points.
我们一开始就讲到它的核心的教训是什么，基本上有两个重点。
It begins with an impossible command.
那一开始的时候是一个不可能做到的命令。
Mark chapter 6 verse 37.
马可福音的第六章的第三十七节。
He answered them, you give them something to eat.
耶稣回答说，你们给他们吃吧。
You know the story, how impossible that command was.
那我们都知道这个故事。我们就知道这个命令是不可能做得到的。
They had a little boy's lunch, five little biscuits and two fish.
他们所有的东西不过是一个小孩子的午餐，五个小小的饼，两条小小的鱼。
And there was a crowd of 5,000 men plus women and children.
但群众有多少呢？有五千个男丁，如果你再加上女人跟孩子的话，人数更多。
It could have been the feeding of 8,000 or 10,000, we don't know.
总共吃饱的人可能是八千人，可能是一万人，我们不知道确实的数目。
But listen to the command.
但是你再注意一下主的吩咐是什么。
You feed them.
你们给他们吃吧。
That's the first part, an impossible command.
这是重点的第一个部分，是一个不可能做到的命令。
The second part is...The secret, how to obey an impossible command.
那么第二个呢？第二个重点呢，就是那个秘诀是什么？怎么样子让我们能够做到这个不可能的命令？
And that is bring Jesus in.
基本上就是把主带到其中。
Listen, please, to Mark 6, 41 to 43.
我们再来读马可福音的第六章的41节到43节。
And he took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he kept on giving them to the disciples to set before them. He divided up the fish, the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish.
耶稣拿着这五个饼两条鱼望着天祝福擘开饼递给门徒摆在众人面前也把那两条鱼分给众人他们都吃并且吃饱了门徒就把碎饼碎鱼收拾起来装满了十二个篮子
It's the same principle Noah had to learn but it's a different illustration
所以在这里我们看到诺亚所需要学的那一个秘诀只是用一个不同的故事表达出来。
Our Lord Jesus broke the bread and the fish and divided it up into 13 parts.
所以主就把这个鱼祝福了这个饼这个鱼就把它剥开了然后把它分成13份。
What do you think it would feel like to have 1/13 of a little boy's lunch in your hand?
如果说把一个小孩子的午餐，那只给你十三分之一放在手里的话，你是什么样子的感觉？
The Bible says the group was divided so that the smallest group was 50.
那圣经上告诉我们，耶稣吩咐众人坐下来，那最小的一群也有五十个人。
I'll bet when Peter looked in his big fisherman hand at 1/13 of a little boy's lunch, he said, "That's not enough."
所以我相信，当彼得看着他这个做渔夫的大手，里面是装着一个小孩子午餐，十三分之一的午餐，他心里一定想，这不可能。
That little morsel represented the all-sufficiency of Jesus Christ.
但这么一点点的东西所告诉我们的是基督供应的全然的满足跟丰富。
It never feels like you have enough Jesus.
因为我们总是感觉我们有主的成分不够。
I sometimes wonder how he did it.If he went to the front row and gave a little piece to somebody or gave him the whole thing, how did he do it? How would you do it?
我常常有时候在想，不知道彼得是怎么做的。他到了众人的那里，他是在给每一个人一点点呢，还是把他手上的东西全部给人呢？我也不知道你会怎么做呢。
But he had to give himself empty and come back to Jesus for more.
那他总是得把手中的东西给完了以后，再到耶稣这里来再拿。
And that's how it went the whole afternoon.
那基本上那个下午就在做这样子的事情。
The disciples were learning how to obey.
门徒在那里要学习怎么样子顺服。
To give themselves empty and to come back to Jesus for more. To give themselves empty.And to return to Jesus for more.
那把他们自己所有的给出去，直到什么东西都没有，再回到耶稣里面得到更多，再完全的给出去，再回来再得到更多。
The miracle is measured in the distribution.
这一个奇迹到底有多大多小，是按着分了多少来看的。
If Jesus asked them to carry at one time all they handed out, it would have broken their backs.
因为如果耶稣告诉他们说，你把你想要分出去的东西一次就带在身上的话，他们被压都压死了。
And so we live day by day, we give ourselves empty, we come back to Jesus for more.
所以我们一天一天的每日将我们自己给出然后再到耶稣这里我们再来领受更多
And then you look over your shoulder and you're amazed how much of Jesus you've handed out
然后当你回过头来看的时候你才发现你已经把耶稣给出去了这么多
When I come to teach it always feels like I don't have enough Jesus
那每次我在做教导的时候，总是感觉我有的耶稣不够。
But if you were to come into my study, you would see 27 files of notes that I've handed out through the years.
但是如果你到我的书房的话，你可以看到有27册的讲义，是我分出去的。
Each file has at least 4 drawers.
那每一搭的这个讲义啊，至少能够装满四个抽屉。
This was the lesson that they were supposed to learn.
那么这一个是他们所需要学的功课。
Give yourself empty.
那把你自己所有的全部给出去。
Keep coming to Jesus for more.
然后到耶稣这里来，能够得到更多。
And at the end of the day, you will find.That there was not only enough for you, but thousands like you.
那到了末了的时候，你会发现，那不仅是足够你自己使用，甚至你可以带给成千的人的需要。
And so he sent them out into the storm to see if they learned that.
所以现在他差遣门徒进入了这个风暴，要看他们有没有学会这个功课。
Matthew 14:22, get into the boat and go ahead of me to the other side.
所以马太福音的14章的22节这么说，耶稣是 催促门徒上船，吩咐他们先渡到那边去。
Mark chapter 6, verse 45.
马可福音的六章四十五节。
Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he himself was sending the crowd away.
所以耶稣随即的催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等到耶稣自己等他把叫众人散开。
The test begins with an impossible command.
所以这个试验的开始也是一个不可能达成的命令。
But in the natural, it didn't seem impossible.
但是看起来好像也不是那么不可能。
In the miracle, he said, "You feed them."
在我们讲的那个神迹里面，他吩咐他们说，你们来喂饱他们，喂养他们。
They said, "We can't."
那他们就说，我们没办法。
Now he gives another impossible command, "Go to the other side."
现在他又告诉他们一个不可能达成的命令，就是坐船到对岸去，到伯赛大。
They'd probably done that 1,000 times before.
虽然他们已经可能走了上千次。
Jesus said, "I'll meet you on the other side."
那耶稣是告诉他们说到那边去。
I'm sure when they got in the boat, they thought, "That's a piece of cake. That's easy."
我在想说，他们上船的时候一定觉得说，这应该很容易嘛。
Let me describe by pulling together the gospel records and just to give you an image of the situation.
那让我在这里把几卷福音书里面的记载一起综合起来让我们在这里能够看见一幅图画到底发生什么事情。
John chapter 6 verse 18.
约翰福音的第六章的第十八节。
The sea began to be stirred up because a strong wind was blowing.
那里讲到说海就翻腾起来，因为有狂风大作。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 24.
马太福音的十四章的二十四节。
The boat was already a great distance from the land, battered by the waves.For the wind was contrary.
那一讲到船已经在海中离岸甚远，因为风不顺，所以被浪摇撼。
Don't confuse the two storm stories in your mind.
不要把这两个这个暴风雨的故事把它搞混了。
This is the second storm story. In the first one, you remember, our Lord Jesus fell asleep.
那就这是第二个门徒经过暴风雨的故事。在第一个里面，如果大家记得的话，是耶稣在船里面睡着了。
In the first story, it was life threatening.
在第一个故事的时候，他们几乎要丧命。
This storm, it doesn't say it was life threatening, but it was frustrating to the nth degree.
那么在这里的暴风雨并没有讲说会叫门徒们担心自己会丧命但是却叫他们里面充满了这种不安的感觉。
The lesson of this storm is not survival, it's overcoming.
所以这一个风暴的故事的教训不是讲到说怎么样保存性命乃是说到怎么样是得胜。
According to John chapter 6 verse 19, they had already rowed about 3 or 4 miles.
我们在约翰福音的第六章的第十八节那里的上下文我们可以看出来他们已经划了大概三四里路。
Scholars tell us that the distance was approximately 7 miles.
因为讲到那个湖整个旅程大概是七里路。
So they were about halfway there.
他们现在到了海的中心，所以差不多走了三四里。
Matthew 14:25 tells us that it was in the fourth watch of the night.
那在马太福音的第十四章的二十五节讲到那个时候是至今天的时候。
the Jews divided their nights into four watches.
所以因为犹太人的习惯把晚上的时间打更的时间分成四段。
From 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock was the first watch.
所以晚上6点到9点是第一段。
9 to 12 was the second watch.
9到12点是第二段。
12 to 3 was the third watch.
12点到3点是第三段。
And 3 to 6 in the morning was the fourth watch.
那么凌晨的3点到6点, 就是第四经的时候,第四段时间。
When the Bible says Jesus came in the fourth watch,
那圣经告诉我们, 耶稣在海上行走的时候是四更天的时候。
It means he came between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning.
所以基本上就是早上3点到6点之间。
And what that means practically is that these boys were exhausted.
什么意思呢? 就是说在船上的门徒们都已经累到筋疲力竭了。
They were up the whole day feeding the 5,000.
那前一天的时候,他们整天在那里忙着喂饱那5,000男丁。
Matthew says that it was at sunset when they got in the boat.
那马太福音告诉我们说是在日落的时候,他们上了船。
They've rowed through three watches.
基本上,他们摇橹已经摇了三更天,9个小时。
They've been rowing at least 9 hours.
他们至少在那里已经劳力了9个小时。
And they're only halfway home.
那么他们所到的地方呢,不过是到了海中心,只不过走到半程。
And they were tired and worn out, and they were struggling at the oars.
所以他们又累,又在那里挣扎,在那里摇橹。
Sounded so easy when he gave the command, go to the other side.
所以当耶稣吩咐他们说渡到那边去的时候，听起来是一个很简单的命令。
But the Lord wants them to learn a great message.
但是主要他们学一个非常重要伟大的教训。
So let me pull it together. Do you have that picture in your mind?
所以现在我们是不是有一个活泼的对于整件事情发生的情况的一个图画？
The night is dark and long.
经过了又长又黑的夜晚。
The master is absent.
我们的主不在那里。
The sea is wild.
那海的风浪极大。
The men are tired.
那里的人都已经疲倦累了。
And they're not halfway home.
他们到现在距离家还非常远。
The Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus was on a mountain praying.
圣经告诉我们说在那个时候耶稣在山上祷告。Listen
to Mark chapter 6 as I read 46 to 48.
所以请再听我读马可福音的第6章46节到48节。
After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. And when it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea. He was alone on the land, seeing them straining at the oars. For the wind was contrary to them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them.
他既辞别了他们,就往山上去祷告。到了晚上,船在海中,耶稣独自在海岸上。 看见门徒阴风不顺,摇橹甚苦。夜里约有四更天,就在海面上走,往他们那里去,意思要走过他们去。I
think that expression, straining at the oars, is more than physical.
那我在看到这圣经里面讲说,他们摇橹甚苦的时候,我想不光光是指的他们的体力。
I don't think they were thinking about the miracle of the loaves at that point.
在那个时候,我相信他们脑袋里绝对想不到前一天所发生喂饱五千人的神迹。
I don't think they're thinking, oh, how adequate Jesus is. And we're able to just trust Him, abide in Him, and obey. They're not thinking about that.
在那个时候,他们大概不会想到说,哦,耶稣是全然丰富充足的主,我们只要住在他里面,我们只要顺服他。
They were very much conscious of the storm.
那他们的心怀意念都是面对的这一个风暴。
They were very much conscious about their aching muscles.
他们知道他们的肌肉已经酸痛。
They were focused on their circumstances.
他们的眼目注视的是他们的环境。
Struggling at the oars, I think, tells a spiritual story as well.
在这里讲的摇橹圣苦，我相信也说明了一个属灵的光景。
They were trying to obey the Lord in their own strength.
他们在这里希望靠着他们自己的力量来顺服神的命令。
Now, they're still young, they're still learning, they're still disciples.
他们还是年轻，他们还在学习，他们是门徒。
I'm not sure these rough fishermen, if their tongues had been tamed yet.
那我不知道这些经历大风大浪的渔夫们，他们是不是已经学会了？
I'm quite sure they were not singing, "Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream."
那我相信他们不是在那里唱的儿歌，就说我们可以轻轻松松的划这条船。
Like Noah, they had to learn how to obey by abiding in Christ.
所以他们必须要如同诺亚一样，要学习如何的住在主里面，以至于他们能够顺服主的命令。
Like Israel, they had to learn to go forward in spite of everything.
如同以色列一般，他们必须要知道，虽然有这么样的。 各式各样的事情，他们仍然应当往前行。
In order to get the heart of the Lord before you, I'm going to take out my imaginary camera again.
为了让大家能够更深的了解主的心意是什么，那我要把我想象当中的那个照相机再拿出来。
And I'm going to take three shots.
然后在这里我要照三张相片。
There are three. That's the same in English and Chinese.
在中文跟英文声音都是一样，照相机都一样。
There are three scenes. In all three scenes, the disciples are in the same place.
这里有三个场景，在这个场景里面，门徒都在其中。
The disciples are in the middle of a stormy sea.
门徒是在这一个起风暴的海中。They
don't move.
在那里他们不能够动。But
in the first scene, Jesus is on the mountain and they're on the water. Click.
所以第一个场景是耶稣在山上，他们在海中。Click.
Mark 6:46-47.
马可福音的第六章。
After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray, and when it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, he was alone on the land.
马可福音第六章的46节到47节,他既辞别了他们,就往山上去祷告。到了晚上,船在海中,耶稣独自在岸上。
So that's the first scene, Jesus on the mountain, the disciples in the boat.
所以这是第一个场景，耶稣在山上，门徒在船里。Here's
the second scene. Jesus moves. He's no longer on the mountain. They're still in the water, but he is walking on the water and intends to pass by.
所以第二个场景，这个时候耶稣已经动了，但门徒没有动。门徒还在海中，耶稣却向他们走去，行走在海上，有意要走过他们。
Mark 6:48.
Seeing
them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by.
这里讲到看见门徒因风不顺, 摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。
The first scene, Jesus on the mountain, the disciples in the boat on a stormy sea.
那第一个场景是耶稣在山上，门徒是在船里，在这个风暴海上的风暴里面。
Second scene, Jesus walking by and the disciples in the boat on the second scene.
那stormy
sea.
那第二个场景，耶稣要走过他们去，门徒还是在船里，是在这个暴风的海上。
There's a third scene. Jesus moves again. They're still in the boat on the stormy sea, but now Jesus is in the boat with them.
那还有第三个场景，又是耶稣在那里行动，门徒还是在船中，是这个暴风的海上，但是耶稣到了船上。
John chapter 6, verse 21.
约翰福音的第六章的二十一节。
So they were willing to receive him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going.
那门徒就欢喜接他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
Those three scenes, brothers and sisters in Christ, are the only three possible ways that we can relate to the Lord.
在基督里的弟兄姐妹们，这三幅图画就是我们唯一能够跟主相交相连的三个可能性。
I can relate to the Lord Jesus on the mountain praying.
我能够跟主在山上祷告的主相交。
While I'm on the stormy sea, I can relate to the Lord Jesus as he passes by.
那当我在海中，在暴风雨的船上的时候，那我能够看见那个主走过。
Or I can relate to the Lord Jesus in the boat working miracles.
或者是我能够与那个在主在船上的这位耶稣，在那行神迹的耶稣跟他相交。
Now, before I develop any of these scenes, let me ask this question.
在我在对这些三个场景做更多的说明之前，我想问大家一个问题。
Be careful how you answer, because God doesn't always see things as we see things.
要注意你要怎么回答，因为要记得神看事情，很多时候跟我们看事情角度不同。
But of these three possibilities, would you rather relate to Jesus on the mountain?Jesus walking by, or Jesus in the boat?
在这三个可能性里面，你最希望能够看见的是耶稣在山上，耶稣走过船，还是耶稣在船里？
Let me say a few things about each of these.
让我稍微对这三件事都说几句话。
The first way to relate to the Lord Jesus is Jesus on the mountain.
那第一个叫我们能够与主发生关系、认识他的是耶稣在山上。
Matthew chapter 14 verse 23，
在马太福音的十四章的二十三节。
After he had sent the crowds away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone.
散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
Mark chapter 6, verse 46. After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray.
在马可福音的第六章的四十六节，这里讲到他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
Some have described this as a picture of the church age.
那有的人描写这个好像是在教会的时代。
The church is out in the midst of a stormy sea, and the Lord Jesus is on a mountain praying.
那教会留在世上，好像在一个有暴风雨的海上，但是耶稣在山上祷告。
That he ascended as our high priest to the right hand of his holy Father God.
他已经升上了高天，作为在父神的右边做大祭司。
As our Melchizedek,
按着麦基洗德的等次。
To fulfill his three offices up there.
在那里成全了他所得的三个职分。
To be intercessor before I sin.
为了我们的罪长远的在父面前祷告。
To be advocate if I should sin.
当我得罪神的时候，在那里为我做辩护的人。
To be the mediator of the new covenant that I might not sin.
如果不又做替我做新约的中保，好叫我不犯罪。
Jesus on the mountain praying.
耶稣在山上祷告。
I will never be a good swimmer.
我是真是不会游泳。
But I have learned one thing. If my head is above the water, my body won't drown.
但是呢，我学会了一件事情。如果说我的头能够浮在水面上的话，我的身体不会下沉。
My head is in heaven.
那我的头如今在山上。
Our Lord Jesus has ascended. That's our head. It's in heaven.
我们的主耶稣已经升上了天，那是我们的头已经在天上。
The body will not drown.
那这个身体就绝对不会被淹死。
That was wonderfully illustrated in Towner's hymn that our brother led us in before this service.
那么这一个原则正是我们在开始之前所唱的诗歌所清楚表达的。
On the mountain, Jesus is invisible to these eyes.
在山上的时候，对于肉眼来看，人看不见。
I call that first picture pure faith, where God is far away, invisible. You can't see Him. We walk by faith, not sight. There's no sight there.
我把第一个图画叫做单纯的信心。耶稣是在山上，是在天上，在那里是看不到的，肉眼是看不到的。
We know somewhere between 3 and 6 in the morning, as he prayed, he watched and he saw them struggling at the oars.
我们知道，大概在3点钟到6点钟之间的时候，当耶稣在祷告的时候，他的眼睛看到在海上的门徒们，看到他们在那里摇橹甚苦。
The lesson of the loaves was that it's impossible to obey unless you're abiding in Christ apart from a miracle.
那五饼二鱼的教训就是说，如果你不是住在主里面的话，主的命令是你绝对做不到的。
I've heard people say the Christian life is so difficult.
有的时候我听到有的人说耶稣基督徒的生活跟生命是这样子的困难。
It's not difficult.
其实一点都不难。
I've heard people say the Christian life is so easy.
那我也听有人说过基督徒的生活生命是非常的简单。
It's not easy.
那也不简单。
It's impossible.
就是不可能。
That's why we need the Lord. It's a miracle.
那就是因为这样子，我们需要主，这是一个神迹，神所做的。
And so that first scene is pure faith. They see Jesus. They can only see him if it's by faith.
所以在第一个场景里面，那叫做单纯的信心。他们如果要做看见耶稣的话。唯有用信心的眼睛。
I hope God teaches you quickly. You cannot do it.
我盼望神能够快快的教导我们这一件事，就是我们是不可能做得到的。
He can do it, but he won't do it.
那但他可以做到，但他不一定会做。
I mean by himself.
因为他不是一个人来去做。
It is his purpose.That together, in union, I can't, he won't, but together, it can be done.
他的心意 却是要跟我们一同的联合来成就这件事情。
Alright.
我不能做，他不愿意做，要合起来，我们才一起做。
Let me get back to the story.
让我回到这个故事。
Now I want you to stay with me because I'm going to jump. I looked at scene one. You would expect me now to look at scene two, but I'm going to set that aside for a moment. I have a reason for that.
那我要请大家注意的听，因为我刚刚讲完了第一个场景，那也许大家以为我现在要讲第二个，但我要跳过去，我有理由的，等下会说明。
Let's move to scene three.
我们先看一下第三个场景。
Chapter 6 of Mark, verse 51 and 52.
马可福音的第六章的51节到52节。
Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished, for they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, their heart was hardened.
那于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
I went from scene one to scene three because of the awesome contrast.
我先讲第一个场景，然后就讲第三个场景，因为你们要注意当中的差别是何等的巨大。
Here, it has to be faith because it's invisible. I can't see him.
因为在这里的时候，必须是出于信心，因为我的眼睛看不见。
But in the boat, it's the opposite of that. I can see him.
但是在船里的时候，跟这个刚刚好好相反，我的眼睛可以看见。
With these eyes, I can see him.
用我的肉眼可以看见。
With these hands, I can touch him.
用我的手，我可以摸到。
I can handle him.
我可以跟他一同的做事。
We walk by faith, not by sight.
但是我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Matthew 14:32.
马太福音十四章的三十二节。
When they got into the boat, the wind stopped.
他们上了船，风就住了。
When Jesus got into the boat, he did two wonderful miracles.
当耶稣上船的时候，他行了两个奇妙的神迹。
It's a wonderful miracle when the wind stops.
当风停下来时，这是一个非常奇妙的神迹。
Those of you who have in the past rode in your own strength and become weary, wasn't it a great joy when the wind stopped, the storm stopped?
你们当中在过去的年岁里，如果有凭着自己的力量摇橹甚苦的时候，当风停下来，岂不是非常美好的神迹吗？
Mark 6:51, he got into the boat with them. The wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished.
所以马可福音的第六章五十一节这么说：于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇。
Now it was at this point in the story that Matthew talks about Peter walking on the water.
那么在 这里的时候 马太福音就记载了那么彼得在海上行走的事。
I'm not going to take time to deal with that part of it.
今天呢我们不花时间来讲那一部分。
But let me just say this much about that story.
我只要稍微的说一点。
Don't forget, our Lord is teaching them how to obey His commands.
我们要记得主在这里是要教导他们如何顺服他的命令。
And Peter thought the solution to how to obey his commands.
那彼得在这里以为说如果要顺服主的命令的话要 的答案是什么？
Was to ask him for another command.
那就是要主再给一个吩咐。
If it's you, command me to come out and walk on the water.
说如果是你的话就请你吩咐我叫我能够行在海上。
If you're having trouble obeying the commands of God, you don't need another one.
如果你神的命令你第一个就守不住的话你不需要再要求第二个。
Back to the story. The first miracle, he calmed the sea.
所以我们再回到我们所讲的故事。第一个行的神迹是耶稣平静风浪。
John 6:21 records the second miracle.
那约翰福音的第六章的二十一节是记得他记载了耶稣所行的第二个神迹。
So they were willing to receive him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going.
那耶稣就喜欢接他，门徒就喜欢接他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
The boat was raptured.
船呢就被提了。
They were halfway there, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going.
他们本来不过是行了半程，在海的中间，但是立即这个船就到了岸上。
I think if I were working at that marina, I might have had a heart attack.
我如果在那个时候在那里在那个港口工作的话，那我可能看到了会得心脏病。
Suddenly the boat, where did that come from?
突然之间一条船就来了，这是从哪里来的？
That's a third possibility. I can live by faith, or I can live by sight.
所以还有除了我凭着信心生活，除了我的凭眼见生活以外，还有第三个可能就在这里。
I'm going to apply that a little more in another connection.
那我在这里要再指出一点相关之处，让我们能够看见。
Let's look at the second possibility of relating to the Lord Jesus.
我们现在来看一下我们所讲的第二个能够与神与耶稣相连相认识的可能。
Mark chapter 6, verse 48 to 50.
马可福音的第六章的第四十八节到第五十节。
Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost. And they cried out, for they all saw him, and they were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.
这里讲到看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来。因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
It's in this circumstance when Jesus saw them struggling at the oars that he left the mountain and he came down and he began to walk on the water and he intended to pass them by.
是在这样子的情况下。他们在海中经历风暴，摇橹甚苦。耶稣在山上看见了，他就下来，走在海上，往他们走去。那意思要走过他们。
The disciples didn't say, "Oh, look, it's Jesus. Our struggles are over. He's here to rescue us."
那耶稣门徒里在那里喊的，并不说，看啊，这是耶稣啊。他来到我们这里了，我们不用再挣扎了。
They don't know it's Jesus.
他们看不出来是耶稣。
They don't know if it's a friend or an enemy.
他们看不出来这到底是朋友还是敌人。
They're confused now and frightened.
所以他们既困惑又害怕。
They think it's a ghost.
他们以为是鬼怪。
What's a ghost?
什么东西是鬼怪？
Faith? Sight? A ghost is both. It's mixed up. I see it, but I'm not sure.
那我们讲到信心，我们讲到眼见，那个鬼怪呢，就是这两个混起来了，我自己都搞不清楚。
Maybe it was the fog. Maybe it was the rain. Maybe it was superstition.
也许是因为雾，也许是因为雨，也许是因为迷信。
Maybe because they were exhausted. They looked out and they saw something. They're not expecting a man to be walking on water.
那也许就是他们已经太疲倦了，他们抬头一看，那他们看到了一个东西，但是他们从来没有想到人会在海上行走。
And so there are three ways we can relate to the Lord. It can be by faith, it can be by sight, or it can be by sort of a mixture. I'm trusting the Lord, but I'm still trusting myself. I want Him, but I'm not sure in the middle.
所以我们跟主的关系，跟主的相交，可以有这三种可能性。我们或者是凭着信心，我们相信他；或者我们是凭着眼见，我们要看见他；那或者也许我们是在当中，又相信又不相信，又觉得是耶稣，又觉得不是耶稣。
Please don't read chapter 6:48, la la la.
那同样的，让我们不要看马可福音的六章的48节，就随随便便看过去。
Seeing them straining at the oars, the wind was against them. At about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And very important, he intended to pass by.
第六章的48节说，看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思是要走过他们去。
Our Lord Jesus did not want to get on the boat, calm the storm, and take them to their desired destiny.
主耶稣的意思并不是要到了船上，平息了风浪，使他们不害怕，然后把他们带到他们要去的地方。
What did our Lord Jesus accomplish by walking on the water intending to pass by?
那如果主耶稣走在海上，却是要走过他们的话，他希望能够成就是什么？
When he sees us struggling at the oars, he comes walking by in order that we might learn these things.
当我们自己摇橹甚苦的时候，主却要向我们走来，却要走过我们去。他要我们学的是这一个。
Number one, he wants us to have a sense of his presence. So in Mark 6 and verse 50, he says, "Be of strong courage, it is I. Do not be afraid."
那第一个，他要我们知道的，那是他与我们同在，要带给我们极大的安慰。如同马可福音六章五十节所讲的，是我，不要怕。
When I'm struggling at the oars and I'm not sure if it's the Lord or some second cause or my fault or Satan or what's going on, I think it's a ghost, it's both, it's him, I'm not sure. He identifies himself. He walks by to let you know it's him.
所以当他在那里摇橹甚苦的看门徒摇橹甚苦的时候，心中充满了疑惑，这来的是鬼怪，是什么东西，我又相信我又不相信，也许有盼望，也许没有盼望，正在这样子的情况的时候，他就亲自的表明他是谁，使叫他们能够不害怕。
Sometimes it's difficult to trust a God that's invisible that we can't see.
有时候要我们看见那我们眼睛所不能见的神的时候，是有困难。
A storm comes into our life. I would love to have the faith that Job had and say, "The Lord gave, the Lord took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
当我们生命里面有风暴的时候，我也很盼望我能够像约伯所说的一样，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
I would love to have the insight of Joseph when he said, "You sold me, God sent me. You meant evil, God meant good."
我盼望我有约瑟这样子的眼光，你们卖了我，却是神差派我的，你们所行的是恶，但是神的心意是好的。
So he comes close enough so that I know that it's him.
但是主就进到一个地步让我们知道这是他。
There's a good possibility that it was the wind on the storm that carried his voice to the boat to let them know it was him.
甚至很可能是那个暴风，那个风是使得主的声音能够传到船上，让他们知道这是主。
Here's the second thing he wanted to teach them by walking past.
那么他要走过他们，要教导他们的第二件事。
Not only it's me.
不仅仅是我。
But the storm is under my feet.
而且这个风暴是被我踩在脚下。
I'm in control.
我是在这里掌控的。
Dear friends in Christ, don't miss the simplicity of this.
亲爱的在基督里面的朋友们，让我们不要小看这好像很简单的东西。
He wants you to trust an invisible God.
他要我们能够信那个眼不能见的神。
But if you struggle,
但当我们挣扎的时候,
He'll come close enough that you'll know it's the Lord and everything is under control.
他却会让我进到我们到一个地步，让我们知道他是主，而且万有都在他的掌管之下。
That should be enough.
这样子就应该够了。
But what if we say it's not enough?
但如果我们说主啊不够呢?
Then he'll come in the boat.
那么他就会进到船里。
He'll work great miracles for you.
他在那里为我们行奇妙的神迹。
God wants us to know by simple faith that he is enough, even if you can't see him.
主要我们能够认识这件简单的信心里面相信他是足够的，虽然我们眼睛不能够见到。
If you keep coming to him, give yourself empty, at the end of the day, he's enough for you and thousands like you.
如果你把你所有的给出去，但是每天不断的到主面前再来领受的话，这个就足够了，不仅是够你的，也够成千上万的人。
But if I struggle, if I fail to live by cold-blooded faith that the invisible God is in heaven praying for me, he said, we're going to the other side. He didn't say we're going to the bottom.
但是呢，当我如果挣扎的话，当我没有办法全然的信靠那看不见的主在天上替我们祷告的时候，当他因为他吩咐我们并不是要叫我们沉到海里，乃是要到岸的那一边。
Will he abandon me?
他会弃绝我们吗？
Will he forsake me?
他会不理我们吗？
He always deals with us as we are and where we are.
他总是按着我们的本相，在我们所处的光景里面来跟我们亲近，来对付我们。
That he might bring us to the place where he delights us to be.
好带我们到他心意中喜悦我们所到的地步。
If I struggle, he'll come close enough to let me know it's the Lord and it's under his feet.
所以当我们挣扎的时候，他会靠近我们到一个地步，让我们知道他是主，而且我们所经历的风暴是踩在他的脚下。
But if I'm still weak and I still fail and I say, you got to come aboard where I can see you. I need I need to sense your presence. I need to see you and feel you and touch you.
但是如果我们仍然软弱，仍然失败，我们仍然向他呼喊说你要上到船来，我必须要能够看见你，我要听见你，我要碰到你，我要闻到你。
then he'll come in the boat and he'll do mighty miracles.
然后他就会上了船，然后行奇妙的奇事。
He'll calm the storm. He'll take you to your desired goal.
他会平静风浪，带我们到我们需要到的地方。
In this connection, let me give one final word of encouragement, and then we'll be done.
在这个关联之处，让我提到最后一个鼓励大家的事情，然后我们就结束了。
Some of you might feel, I have no faith at all. I've asked the Lord, I've cried to the Lord, and it's not working.
那当我们当中也许有些人在那里说，我心里面一点信心都没有，我向他求告，我向他哭喊，但是一点回应都没有。
I've asked him for healing. I've asked him for guidance. I've asked him for deliverance.
我向他祷告求医治，我求带领，我求拯救。
I've asked him to open the door or close the door, make it clear.
我请他或者开一扇门，或者关一扇门，让我知道，清楚的知道我的道路当如何行。
And you might think, Ed Miller promised that if I need it, he'll do it.
那也许你会想说，Ed Miller 这告诉我们说，如果我们需要的话，耶稣就会做。
He walked by, and I knew it was the Lord, and I knew He's in control, but I needed a miracle.
他在我的身边走过，我知道他是主，我知道他掌管万有，但我需要一个神迹。
I asked him to come into the boat, and he didn't come in.
我叫他能够上到我的船里，但是他没有上船。
You may have more faith than you think you have.
但是你所有的信心也许要多过你自己所知道的。
I'll tell you why he didn't come into your boat.
你知道他为什么没有上到你的船吗？
Because you didn't need it.
因为其实你并不需要。
If you needed it, he would have come in.
如果你真的需要，他就会来。
I know that's the thing testimonies are made of.
那我也知道，因为这是什么叫做见证，就在这里。
You should have seen it. He calmed the storm.
我们应该看到他平静了风浪。
He did a miracle.
他行了奇事。
My boat has arrived at my destination.
那我的船到了我要到的地方。
God doesn't see things as we see them.
但是神看事情不是按着我们的眼睛来看。
Sometimes the greatest miracles He does is not in answer to faith.But in answer to unbelief.
但很多时候，他所做的事情，并不是要显出，并不是要对付信心，要是对付不信。
He doesn't want us to need signs and wonders and miracles.
他并不是要叫我们能够看见，神所行的，工作，神所神的，行的奇迹。
He wants you to trust Him on the mountain where you can't see Him. Just know that He's there.
他要的是我们能够相信那在山上祷告的神，叫我们心中知道他在那里。
But if you struggle, He'll come down and He'll let you know it's Him and it's under control.
但是如果你挣扎的话，那么他就会下来走到你旁边，让你知道他是主，让你知道他在掌管这一切。
And if you're still weak and need him to come in the boat, he'll come in and he'll do wonderful miracles for you.
如果你仍然是软弱，那么他就会进来，他会上到你的船，然后他会在那里行奇迹。
And then he'll say, "You learn nothing from the miracle of the loaves."
然后他就会说。你还是不明白分饼的事。
Three ways to relate. We can trust him on the mountain. We can trust him walking by. We can trust him in the boat.
所以就这三种我们跟主关联有关系的方面，那我们可以相信他在山上，我们可以相信他走过我们船边，我们可以相信他跟我们在船上。
Our Lord is very patient with us.
主是很久忍耐的。
How we can praise Him for His patience.
那我们实在应当赞美主的很久忍耐。
May God give us the faith that learns to obey by abiding.
求神赐给我们这样子的信心，让我们能够住在祂里面。
May God give us the faith to stretch forth a withered hand and keep going forward by the mighty power of the Lord.
我们求神赐给我们这样子的信心，叫我们能够将枯干的手伸出来，叫我们靠着神的大能继续往前行。
May God give us the faith to trust God when we can't see Him at all.
求神赐给我们这样子的信心。 叫我们眼不能见的时候，我们仍然能够信靠神。
This is the faith that brings pleasure to the Lord.
是这样子的信心，讨神的喜悦。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we thank you so much for this picture in the Bible.
主啊，我们实在为了圣经所写明的这个图画，我们感谢你。
So often in our lives, it's been sight or mixture.
太多的时候，在我们的生命里面，或者我们要眼见，或者我们的信心不存。
Forgive us.
赦免我们。
And work in us that faith that brings you pleasure.
在我们心中工作，叫我们能够生出这样子讨你喜悦的信心。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们靠耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.